Bridging the gap. The problem in Thailand is that the gap between public sector healthcare, which Cisco is focusing on in Europe, and private sector healthcare is huge. For the past 3 years, Cisco has been working on getting many private hospitals to adopt unified communications, allowing hospital staff, doctors, and patients to get through to the right services without having to go via an operator. Both Bangkok Hospital and Samativet Hospital use Cisco Wi-Fi with unified communications to help locate translators. Cisco has had some success with video conferencing. A hospital in Nakhon Ratchasima uses video conferencing for second opinions for cancer patients. Instead of repeatedly traveling to Bangkok, they can now go only a couple of times for diagnosis and then confer remotely. Recently, Cisco trialed a project with Samativet Hospital and Boots, in which anyone could see a skin specialist via video conferencing, but that failed as patients wanted the assurance of a doctor beside them. Doctors were also very reluctant to give any diagnosis remotely. Some say the reluctance to use the technology was a cultural block. Full-blown health presence has not been attempted yet in Thailand, mainly because of lack of connectivity, limited bandwidth, and jitter, that is, lack of consistent latency or delay. Because of these network issues, such a solution would be limited only to major cities anyway. Still, Cisco Thailand is trying to convince the Ministry of Public Health that Thailand should make the jump straight to a health presence system, rather than wait another 3 years. The benefit might be hard to justify in terms of operational return on investment, but it is all about equality and providing better health care to underserved rural populations. Ultimately, the benefits will be felt in greater economic benefit to the GDP.